just beyond the edge of the expanse of desert, the agrarian village huddled under the blanket of night. In the center of our simple town, under the largest tent of tanned hide, the most pious villagers knelt as one and lifted their prayers up to their god. At the head of the congregation, Brother Fayadin looked out across the bowed heads before him, rocking in holy rhythm as lips trembled with each whispered word. My brothers and sisters, let our voices find the heart of God, and may they stir him to deliver us from the clutches of evil and the malice of the ones who dwell in the darkness. All be praised. The congregation answered in unison.
Amen.
It is no secret to any of us here tonight, my faithful brethren, my family, that the winds of late howl at us through the shadowy night. This howling is not the howling of ordinary dust blows, but something much further beyond the grace of God. In our hearts, we know this. We know what it is that causes us to shiver as the ground beneath us quakes. All be praised. The congregation answered in unison.
Amen.
Yea, do I stand here before you, not only as a man of God, but also as a man. And I say to you, I see the fear that plagues the air that we breathe with each dusty inhale. I see the fear walking amongst you as you make your way through the market. And I ask our Holy Father, the Lord God, deliver us from the clutches of evil and protect us on our holy path. Protect the righteous who sing unto you. All be praised. The congregation answered in unison.
Amen.
I say to you, brothers and sisters, I see your fear. But I am not afraid. I say unto you, my faithful brethren, I see your fear, but I am not afraid. I will not succumb to the infectious, seeping filth that walks amongst my brothers and sisters and keeps them frozen in his grip, whose very presence is a slight against the peace and love of our Lord God. No! I am not afraid! And why, my brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers who hold their children sacred and holy as we hold the good book before us, why am I not afraid? I am not afraid because I love my God. I am not afraid because I know I am loved by God. And I am not afraid because the good book tells me I have nothing to fear. The sign of the nine tablets has not been seen since the evil tome was cast into the void of no man's land, purposely lost and forever left to rest beyond our reach. Let us pray for the souls of our brothers who've lost their faith and gone in search of this vile relic. Lord, deliver these men from the clutches of evil and protect their souls from eternal damnation. All be praised! The congregation answered in unison.
Amen.
A sudden commotion could be heard just outside the entrance to the missionary tent. Brother Fayadin looked past the entranced stares of his parishioners with a sudden and almost unquenchable curiosity. One of the faithful brothers appeared, and a flutter of curtain and sandy breeze accompanied him. Ah, well met, brother. What say you, only now returning from your journey into the desert?
Aye, brother. We return with great haste. The seeker is in need of healing. He has found the book.
Parishioners all gasp as the faithful brother disappears in yet another flutter of curtains. Brother Fayadin,
stood frozen with a look of deep horror on his pale face. The Tome of Hollow Nine. All be praised. The congregation answered in unison.
Amen.
Alright, everybody, welcome to Hollow Nine.
Hollow Nine!
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dave the Clone. Dave the Cyclone.
Dave the Clone.
We've also got Reflex.
Yo, Reflex is on the mic. Yo, rip you forwards and backwards like palindromes. Don't condone, dog. Give me the microphone. I've been roaming alone like Frank Sinatra in a zone.
That's pretty much how we do it here at the Hollow Nine Universe. We got Benjamin in the house.
Hell yeah.
Hollow Nine.
I'm glad
Hollow
to be back.
Design. We want to say hi to Commodore.
What's up, everybody, out in internet land?
I call it Internetica.
Yo, hit us up with the email, DaveTheClone@gmail.com.
That's clone with a K.
You want to call the 9 line?
You got that number.
206-666-6173. Let me holler, 206-666-6173.
Drop us a line, don't be scared.
Clone and Reflex speak the truth. If you don't like our opinions, fuck off.
Yeah.
We're all about entertainment. We're all about keeping the people
We're
happy.
All about the kids. No, we're not.
No, we're not Wu-Tang.
I mean, right? Yeah. I mean, maybe Ben is.
Oh, nice for the babies.
Hey, if you need somebody to hate, find someone else.
Exactly. We're, so, we're all about the love here on
yeah.
Nine.
Hey, you know what? That's what you gotta be about.
Yo, anyone that knows Hollow Nine knows that Hollow Nine is a big fan of irony.
Yeah, it's one of those things you can't escape in the world.
Exactly.
And it kind of points out the hypocrisy of all the bullshit that we see around us.
Guys, let me give a little intro to the newest member of the Hollow Nine. Let me give a shout out. Commodore.
Call me 64, son, because I'm the Commodore.
I was going to call you 64, too, before really? You even said that's amazing.
Wow. I'm psychic.
Yo, Commodore needs to be introduced in due time.
It's true, man.
I'm just easing in. I'm getting used to the flow of the show, and I'm proud to be here. I'm very humble, very grateful
to
be here
in the company
of these great men here. We're going to have some good times.
We're going to introduce a new segment we like to call Hollow Nine Headlines.
Headlines!
News courtesy of Fark.com. Also courtesy
Fark.com.
Of Benjamin.
All right, what do we got? What's asinine
Commodore.
Out here?
Let's pick the most asinine story.
New dancing club on church ground. Disappointing may try to add strip bingo.
Strip bingo in church.
Attention to all the soldiers overseas and all the ships. This just in. Check this out. The inventor of the AK-47, he backs gun control. How's that for ironic? Or coincidental?
I don't know. This is a good one. I like this one.
Texas students celebrate Martin Luther King Day with fried chicken, malt liquor, and dressing up as Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Who could possibly be offended by this?
I actually...
It's so progressive.
It's funny because
we're embracing elements of black culture. I mean, granted they're, obnoxious and racist, but, hey, we're still embracing
it. I ran into Tim from Red Fanny earlier today, and he mentioned this story to me.
Let me just say right now, shout out to Red Fanny.
Yeah.
Red Fanny.
They're definitely, our partners in crime. You know?
I like to think so.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the
Red
support.
Red Fanny!
Peace. Thank you for all your
listen
love.
Listen to their podcast as much as you
search
listen
that.
To ours.
It Drop is. That in the podcast. Search Red Fanny. REDFANNY.
Word up.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised. Hollow Nine does not take any responsibility or liability from your brain exploding from the shit you hear on this show. Thank you. Is this thing on? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hollow Nine. I am your host, Dave the Clone, here tonight on what we like to call a covert op. Holding down the fort. I love it. I love you all. Listen to this crowd. Oh, wow. And thank you very much, everybody. Thank you so much. Like I said, Dave the Clone here on a covert op. What is that? That is when we have no choice but just to take life by the friggin' horns and just do the show ourselves when everybody couldn't get together. Sorry about taking an extra week off, everybody, but that happens from time to time. We're putting in a lot of work on our new dramatic series, Damaged, so I'm sure once you guys hear the final product, you'll be more than willing to be understanding. So, basically what's going on is we did have a couple recording sessions between our last episode and this one, and what you're hearing tonight is kind of the speed dating version of what went down. It got a little chaotic. The Bacardi was flowing rather heavily there, so. But as you already heard, we did wind up doing a nice shout-out to our friends at Red Fanny. We're going to give them a little bit more props at the end of the show because I've been talking to Tim over there, and I feel like I want to spread some of the love because we've been getting a lot of downloads lately, and their show is awesome, and I think everybody should be just as down with them as they are with us. So, anyway, that's coming up. So, for now, let's see what else we had to talk about during our new initiation session with the Commodore. Check it.
Dude, Reflex, when am I going to get the fucking Book of Malevolence?
Book of Malevolence version, like, 1.9?
Why don't I have it? Because I got, like, 6 tracks from you, and that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Flex has a library.
Yo, I've got a lot of tracks.
Dude, I'm telling you, Slang Theory is, like, my favorite.
I need to catch a permit because my tongue is a weapon. So much fun with aggression. Watch me lunge at your sections. Peace to my 23rd fam, keeping it evil. It's Slang Theory, motherfucker. See you in the sequel.
I'll give you Face Vulgar.
I know you love the way I get beneath your skin. Have you drugged into a daze and search deep within. So keep your grin and read the book next. You'll never figure me out like the sum of your footsteps.
Face Vulgar. Right.
Face Vulgar at aim.com if you want IM me for any reason. Or Psycho Zen at AOL.com or aim.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, uh-huh, you know, get any information.
We're actually
Wiser6 at aim.com.
This is,
or
hit me up, myspace.com/ you have no life.
I don't even know Commodore's screen name off the top. It's like a lot of letters.
It's,
but it's
got,
like,
a lot of X's and has pretty it's pretty esoteric, really.
It's funny. Atari, you PhD, can tell how he's kind X's of like holding back a little bit. Like, we just blatantly like gave our phone numbers to the whole world here. And like, Commodore, it's his first time. I understand there's a little bit of reservation. You know what? I don't know what else everybody would need for them to feel like we trust them. You know, I mean, who else is this audience friendly that is blatantly saying, give us a call.
Humble,
tell us what's up.
Give us a call.
Humble is the way. Humble is the way.
Says Muad'Dib.
Call the 9 line. Hit us up on the email. We're really down to earth. You guys can give us a call. Maybe we'll even throw you on this.
We've got this new dramatic thing in the works called Damaged. You heard a little trailer from it last time.
Damaged.
And now, Hollow Nine presents a very special introduction to a new character of their upcoming dramatic series, Damaged. Meet Spencer.
Hello.
You don't know me,
but you will.
I'm that annoying little voice in the back of your head
that you'll never admit
you're always dying to hear.
I'm the angel sitting on the devil's left shoulder.
And the mist that wafts across the dark alleyway that's your only means of escape.
I'm everywhere.
I hear everything.
And before you know it,
I'm going to be your best friend.
Not only because I'm going to save your life
several times,
but because I'm the only one
who knows you're not crazy.
So tell me,
do you trust me?
I'll call back later to find out.
Spencer, one of the many new names and new faces of Hollow Nine's dramatic series, Damaged. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes and new hints, new clues, new trailers, new sneak peeks. The only place you'll find it, Hollow Nine.
Spencer's brutal, man.
Spencer is a pretty decent, you know, badass character, I think.
Yo, Spencer is ruthless, and if you don't understand Spencer, I'm sorry.
Hey.
That's all I got to say.
There's a lot of stuff that not many people are going to understand at first. But, and you know what, I think one of the mistakes that was sort of made last time is that we were kind of trying to rush things. We were trying to get things done barely in time to get them up. We're going to actually wait. We're gonna take our time and do it right this time. We're going to wait till we got the full script. And that there's no more writer's strike, any kind of bullshit that went down last time. We're trying to keep this on the level, but we're trying to make it the best thing it could be. So hopefully when we're ready to start releasing it, you guys are going to be ready for some intense-ish.
Yo, Dave the Clone's going to put mad editing time on that. You guys aren't even going to believe what we're going to throw out.
Seriously, man, we got blue screens, green screens, and all different color screens.
Yeah, look at all this shit I put in here, man.
Yo,
this,
I mean, props.
Seriously, yo, man, I feel like I'm in Area 51 in this.
Let me say, like, props to the people in Australia.
Hell yeah.
Honolulu.
Hell yeah.
London.
The Philippines.
Like, all around the world. Like, we really appreciate you know, all you people listening to us. Like, we really appreciate that, the fact that, like, you
hit us up, DaveTheClone@gmail.com.
Listen, we're just trying to entertain you, and we hope that you keep coming back for more.
So, should we clue everybody into who the winner was for the what city had the highest concentration?
It wasn't Fire Island.
Unfortunately,
it
wasn't.
Was not Fire Island.
It was a good guess, Ben.
I'm going to be honest. I had dibs on Borneo, but you know, Borneo just didn't.
We're going to have to.
All my peeps out in Borneo, you know, fucking listen, man.
I'm going to have to say.
Kenya, Somalia?
No. Nope. The winner is my good friend Jules, who's out in Cali. She was our hot chick of the week in episode 5.
Jules is hot.
She blatantly said, yo, it's got to be L.A. And you know what? 17 downloads in West Hollywood. You guys officially, all
What's
of our
up
West
to Jules
Hollywood.
In
Dude,
West
we're California dreaming.
Hollywood.
I think she's out in West Hollywood. I don't even know if she's out in West Hollywood. But it's definitely the L.A. zone is picking up on the Hollow Nine hardcore.
What's up, West Coast, East Coast shout out.
For real.
I'm going to say right now, Jules needs to add Chemical Rally to her MySpace.
She does. She definitely like was awesome to give us some love on the iTunes page. She gave us a great comment on the iTunes page.
Hello.
So,
word up, Jules. I'll send you some new pictures.
Jules.
Yeah, Jules is awesome. Yeah. All right. I want to thank Colt for stopping by and bringing us back in from the segment there. You people are awesome. I wish you people at home could see this. There are breasts aplenty being flashed in the studio. I think Hollow Nine's going to be responsible for some illegitimate children at some point in the near future. Anyway, I'm almost done for this edition. We've got a lot more stuff to bring to you guys in the next coming weeks. But last but not least, I'm going to the rest of our highlight of Red Fanny. Now, this is interesting that we're actually kind of highlighting them and throwing them a little bit of like a kind of a nod, because they're a little bit notorious for going after other podcasts and sort of starting trouble. But you'll hear a little bit of that coming up. Anyway, these guys are great. You know, Tim over at Fanny and Brian. You guys should check them out. Red Fanny, iTunes. Podomatic.com. You guys know what to do. Throw your support their way. Throw your support to Superboy. All of our usual friends here at the Nine Universe. We're going to call it quits for now, and we'll be back with more. Keep your ears to the grindstone, brothers. Enjoy. Later. You know what's funny about Red Fanny too is they took the whole podcasting to the next level. They actually acquired another show's RSS feed.
Yeah, Shaving Feet Arthur
is actually Red Fanny.
Wow.
Now there's a history here. I don't know if any of our season two listeners who are just coming in now who might not know about the history of the Red Fanny versus Shaving B. Arthur war. I like to think it was a tie. Some people have different opinions.
It was a good battle.
It was.
Like, they both were at each other's throat. There was definitely a threshold, and they were both just going back and forth, and it was great.
I think it was great for the content. Yeah.
Like, it was great for the listeners, and it drew more attention to the crowd, and people like that. They like controversy. They like confliction between other people.
In fact, we're going to go to a couple clips from it right now. Here's a quick recap of the Red Fanny Shaving B. Arthur battle. Now, the funny thing about this was that we actually were planning to put all these clips in, and then I go to try and download them, and because Red Fanny has acquired Shaving B. Arthur's RSS feed, they're no longer available. So what you should do is go check out Red Fanny's episode number 10, and you actually get to hear the post-mortem from both sides, because eventually the war came to an end, and Internetica was able to then again rest and make
new trade agreements and people were allowed to, you know, talk to one another without fear of being attacked by the Red Fenny wrath. But anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, and be on the lookout for Hollow Nine coming out soon. Our new show, Damaged, once we, finish writing it. So peace and namaste.